All righty. Well, welcome to our newest podcast here for Teaching Fish. I'm Captain Lance Valentine, and man, fall is here. Leaves are starting to turn. We're starting to get some cold weather. The Lions are starting to disappoint already, and there's arguments about who's number one in college football. So fall is here, which means one thing for us. That means big walleyes. We've got a great show for you today. We got our buddy Travis Hartman from the Ohio DNR talking about what's going on in Lake Erie, the spring hatch this year, and some fall fishing. We got some great ideas for tackle, electronics, and some special tips to help you catch more fish this fall. Stay tuned to the Teaching Fishing Podcast. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We got our first segment today, and we are honored and privileged to have our good buddy Travis Hartman from the Ohio DNR on the phone with us. Travis, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Wayne?
Great, great. Thanks for taking the time. I know you got a busy schedule right now. You're getting ready to head on the water and do some netting. Appreciate you taking the time this morning to come on board here.
No problem.
Exactly. What are you guys doing right now? You know, it's fall, and you think, you know, that a lot of the fishery thing is kind of done, but you guys are working a pretty big project right now. Kind of explain a little bit what you guys are working on right now.
We have an annual October gillnet survey, and what we do is we survey all Ohio waters from Toledo all the way to Conneaut at the Pennsylvania line, and it's an adult walleye survey. We set gillnets, which are very similar to the Ontario gillnet fishery, as far as the size of walleye they target and the mesh design. And we work our way from Toledo east, set gillnets every evening that the weather's calm, and then we go out the next morning and pull the nets in. We bring all the fish back to the office and sample everything that we catch.
So how many fish on an average night do you guys handle?
It really varies. You might imagine a lot of things affect the catches, so water clarity, wind direction, and wave height. But generally, we catch small fish in the Western Basin, so it's very year class dependent. Right now, we have a good yearling year class from 2014, so we're catching 11, 12, 13-inch walleye from last year. And, and that could range anywhere from 20 fish to 80 fish probably would be fairly normal. And then as we get east of the island, we're going to start catching the bigger fish that are migrating back, and we can catch one or two walleye in a net, or we can catch 150. So, it's really very variable based on where we are.
So even with a net, location, huh?
Oh, yeah, completely. And even within that, the nets are about 6 feet tall, and we attach floats between each panel, so they're called a keg net, which fish up in the water column. So if we're out off Huron and all the fish are deep and staying deep, if they don't come up at some point during the night, we don't catch them.
You don't catch them, right. Huh. Now, you just said something that kind of got the hairs on the back of my head standing up. 10, 11, 12-inch walleye from 2014 already?
Yeah, they're growing pretty good. We're seeing very good growth. We have a big year class from this year. The 2015 class is around the fourth biggest we've seen. And some of those fish are already 8 inches. So if you're perch fishing and you catch some 7, 8 inches, those are this year's. And the fish that are over 10 or 11 inches are from last year.
Are you kidding me? They're growing that fast.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. We have a lot of forage in the lake, and apparently conditions are pretty good for growth this year because we're seeing some big young a year and some big yearling fish.
And that's something we'll have you back maybe in March to talk about what affects a good year class and how fishing affects it in the springtime. That's another subject for another time. But sure. I want to continue on with what's going on right now. So talk to me a little bit then. So obviously you've got a little inside scoop on how Lake Erie is doing. What can we kind of expect for fall? We're getting ready here for our fall walleye education weekend in a couple of weeks. What can we expect for fall in Lake Erie? What's the population like? What can we expect to catch this fall?
We're in a pretty good place right now, and based on what I just said about the young year class and the yearling year class, it's going to get really good in the near future. But even right now, we have the huge 2003 year class, which is just hitting the trophy size range. The biggest fish from the 03 year class are just getting into the 30-inch size range. So every year for the next 3 or 4 years here, you're going to see an incredible trophy opportunity off Huron in the fall, and a lot of that's due to the 2003 year class. But beyond that, we also have 2007 and 2010 fish that are in that nice mid 20-inch range, and there's even some decent year classes after that. So I really feel like we're in the best position we've been in a long time. We have a very good mix. We have trophy fish, and we have feeders from the last few years, and then these most recent 2 years are going to give us a lot of fish down the road in 2 or 3 years.
Now, from a management point, a science point, how important is the diversity of year classes? Having good year classes, having 5 or 6 different year classes spread out that give you fish of a different size in the system at the same time.
In Ohio waters, it's extremely important because if you look at our fishery throughout the year, the Western Basin is extremely dependent on good young year classes. So If you have a trailered boat, if you're a trophy fisherman, we're kind of spoiled here on Erie in that you can trailer to where the fish are. You can follow the big migrating fish. You can catch them all year. If you dock in the Western Basin, once the big fish leave, you need to have good young year classes to still catch those smaller fish that don't leave the West. So from a management standpoint, we would prefer consistent recruitment. We really want numbers of year classes present. I mean, big year classes are great, but I'd much rather see good year classes 2 or 3 out of 5 years compared to one big one and then years of missing.
And then a couple of busts, all right. Now, let me ask you this. Does having multiple year classes, different size fish, does that help with the forage? Does that kind of take some pressure off a certain type of forage, whereas a lot of big fish maybe puts a lot of strain on a certain type of forage and then kind of filters down if there's not enough forage for smaller fish?
You know, that's possible maybe in extreme situations, but again, we're very spoiled here on Erie in that we have multiple forage species. And if you look at everything that's available to walleye, you have smelt mostly east, or at least east of the islands over to Cleveland and farther east, but you have smelt in deeper, colder water. You have gizzard shad and emerald shiners in the Western Basin and also farther east. Those are the main three. They're mostly going to eat smelt, gizzard shad, emerald shiners, but in addition to that, they will eat white perch, yellow perch, and other shiner species like spot-tail shiners. So We're pretty fortunate here in that if one forage species is down a little, there are plenty of other options, and we don't see many forage-related growth issues. They're going to adjust to whatever's available and follow those and eat those, and that can be a little different year to year.
And that's why we may see fish in 20 feet of water 1 year, and maybe the next year we're catching more fish in 30 or 40 feet of water or shallower too, right?
Yep, there's definitely a mix of water temperature and forage, and they're gonna be in the water temperature they prefer that has the most forage that's in that area.
Let's talk about that for 2 seconds, because a lot of guys get tied up. I know, I do a lot of fishing in the summertime on Saginaw Bay, and a lot of guys get really tied up in water temperature. Now, water temperature is a factor, but fish are probably going to be where the bait is and a little bit out of temp before they'll be in the right temperature where there's no bait.
No, for sure. And that's where I fall into this, just like any other angler would. It'd be great to focus on one thing, say, I need to go to this water temperature, this depth, or this water color. But just like everything else, it's a mix of all that. And especially on a huge system like Erie or Saginaw Bay, there's just a lot going on, and you got to look at it. It'd be great to always go to one temperature, but just like you said, there has to be bait nearby, and probably more so than Saginaw. You know, there's going to be a lot of water color variation.
Right.
So, got to kind of look at the whole picture, and at the end of the day, if you're not catching fish, you got to do something different, right?
There you go. Yeah, yeah. You got to, first of all, you got to be where they are, and secondly, you got to worry about, you know, getting baits to where the fish can see them. Then it kind of goes from there. So we're getting ready to head down to Huron in a couple weeks, and pretty excited. You're going to be there Friday night on the 6th, doing a little talk for our guys. The guys love to have you. You were there a couple years ago, and guys absolutely love the information. So we're looking forward to having you there Friday night the 6th at our Walleye Education Weekend. But we're heading to Huron. So talk to me the last couple minutes we got here. Talk to me about what makes Huron so special, how the bait move in there, how the fish move in there. What makes that area just so special in October and November?
Huron's a great place for trophy walleye in the fall, and a lot of it has to do with temperature and bait, and not just temperature and bait, but also where Huron is relative to their eventual wintering and spawning grounds in the spring, too. You have a lot of fish in the east migrating back to the west because they're going to be mostly around the islands under the ice and then spawning in the rivers and reefs farther west in the spring. And as they're passing through Huron, if you look, Huron's the most southern point on Lake Erie, and it's not a truly a bay, but almost like a bay from Huron to Vermilion. And you get warmer water, you get a lot of bait and gizzard shad that move into that area, and you have walleye coming back from the east that end up in that area right when the water's a little warmer and the bait's around. So kind of a combination of a lot of things coming together at the right time. And one frustrating thing about it is that timing can change a little each year. You know, some years fishing's absolutely great in late September or early October, and some years it's not till November. So it's not a given when it's going to happen, but it happens every fall, and Huron's the best place to take advantage of it.
All right, and we can't wait to be there. We can't wait to see you there at our Walleye Education Weekend Friday night. Well, Travis, thank you for your time. Get your butt back out there and get some fish for us. And, hey, please do not net my 14, 15-pounder. Leave them out there for me so I can get them in a couple weeks.
Well, the best news about our gill nets in that regard is that they are a low tensile strength net. So a lot of the biggest fish we catch, we see them near the boat. They rip out of the net and swim away healthy. So.
Well, boy, no fisherman's ever told that story before.
We catch a lot of fish up to about 25 inches, and then once they get bigger than that, we retain very few of them.
Perfect.
So,
perfect.
We'll leave them out there for you.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time today. Have a great day on the water, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
No problem.
All right. Thanks, Travis. Well, there was our buddy Travis Hartman from the Ohio DNR. Some pretty good info there. Kind of interesting to hear the last couple of years have been good year classes and how fast those walleyes are going to grow. So big thank you to Travis for joining us. All right, we're going to take a break here real quick and come back with some more information on fall walleye fishing. So stay tuned to the Teaching Fishing Podcast. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. We'll be right back.
Looking for honest, reliable fishing information that you can trust? Then check out www.teachinfishing.com. Let the members of the Teaching Fishing team help you catch more fish through the many articles, video clips, seminars, and podcasts on the site.
All right, great segment there with Travis. Travis, thank you again. Travis talked a lot about bait fish. I want to kind of just take a minute to kind of recap what he talked about. You know, Huron, Ohio is where we go in the fall, and the bait fish are a huge part of why those are there. If you look at a map, Huron and Vermilion basically make a little bay south end of Lake Erie. Remember, in the fall time, fish are looking for stability. Bait fish and game fish both looking for stability. Nothing offers stability more than current coming in, and there's lots of rivers coming into the Huron-Vermilion area, which bring in a little bit warmer water and a little more stable water. So what happens is these bait fish move into these bays close to current, but they stay out in open water. So what we have to understand is even though the water temperature may be too cold or not exactly right, or maybe the water's just a touch too dirty for what we think walleye are, remember, these fish, especially in the fall, are looking for bait. So you need to find bait on your Lowrant sonar. Move around the lake quite a bit. Look for bait. You'll probably find fish. And remember, Travis talked about the three key bait fish on Lake Erie in that part of the world: smelt, and then shiners and gizzard shad, specifically for the area that we're fishing in Huron. So pay attention to what the fish are eating, not only on where you need to fish, but also what baits you're going to select. That's why long, skinny baits work really well. We talked about crankbaits last week in the podcast, so pay attention. Go back and re-listen to that if you want to understand about the crankbaits to use. But long, skinny crankbaits work great in the fall because the bait fish are big. Remember, all the bait fish that we're fishing, they hatched in May. They're full size, adult size peak right now. We need to start fishing big baits, 4, 5, 6, 7 inches. They're long and skinny that look like the bait that fish are eating. Pay attention to what bait fish are around. Find bait first. Put baits in the water that look like that bait. You're going to catch a lot more walleye, especially in the fall when fish are feeding up to get through the winter.